And you're with Annie on Solidarity Breakfast. And we've got Sally Thompson on the line, who is from Maribyrnong. And this brings the whole issue of homelessness and diversity to a local level in Maribyrnong. Sally, you went off to the council to deliver a message regarding a project that gives social housing to more people in Seddon. Can you explain what happened?
Sure. Hi, Annie. What happened in Seddon is, Seddon, of course, is a little suburb right next to Footscray in the inner west in Maribyrnong. And we had a block of, when you come into Footscray, there's kind of a couple of main roads through. And on one of those, Barclay Street, there was a block of apartments that was used mainly for international students. Well, of course, because of COVID, we don't have the international students that we once had. So the housing provider went to council and said, look, can we change the nature of our permit here so that we can use these 66 apartments for affordable and social housing? And I just assumed that in the middle of this housing and homelessness crisis, particularly in a community like the Inner West, which is a working class community that has a very proud history of providing affordable housing for waves of working class and poor people from around the world, really, that this would be a bit of a no-brainer. And I was pretty stunned when I was sitting on Facebook one night to see the socialist councillor on Maribyrnong, Jorge Jorquera, posting that council had voted against this change to the planning regime, and that only himself and one of the Green councillors, Bernadette Thomas, had had voted in favour of this building being used for social housing. So there's a number of us who were quite stunned, actually, by this development. And what ensued has been this sort of community debate, which has been pretty shocking in its kind of othering of people living in social housing. And I'm someone who grew up in public housing myself, and I was pretty sickened, actually, by some of the attitudes of the councillors who had thrown their lot in with really a very tiny minority of neighbours who had, I think, you know, really unfair attitudes towards the people that might move into those social housing apartments. So
what you're talking about is, this is the gentrification. I mean, it's an outrage, actually, because it's incredibly working class area around there. It's built on the blood of working class people.
Absolutely.
And it's all about gentrification. And what they're saying,
sure,
that these people aren't good enough to be living with them. They're trouble.
Yeah. Oh, look, I think one of the things that really horrified me about this was the just the hypocrisy. I mean, the neighbours complaining live in what they call workers' cottages, those little inner west workers' cottages. The clue's in the name, for God's sake, you know, and also converted warehouses. Now, and what was really revolting about it was that a lot of the councillors were saying things like, oh, it's not that we don't support social housing, it's just not an appropriate spot for it. Now, this is an area right next to Footscray Station, right next to all of the services of Footscray, you know, health and welfare and whatever else. It's on a main road, for heaven's sake. It's not in some little pocket of Sleepy Hollow, you know. If poor people can't live there, then really they can't live anywhere, you know. So there was this kind of faux debate about, oh, it's not that we don't support social housing, it's just that we want them to have the best and that's not the best for them, which was pretty, you know, pretty transparent, I have to say.
Mm. And it obviously flies in the face of a need for a diverse community. There's 3% of housing stock in Seddon is social housing, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think that this is what was so stunning about it as well, is that the Inner West actually has a lot of social and public housing, but it tends to be concentrated in around the kind of Braybrook, West Footscray type area.
Yep.
Seddon just happens to be a little pocket that's gentrifying fast, and it only has about 3%. So one of the arguments that was put forward is, oh, it's not that we're against social housing, it's just that we don't want too much of it congregated together. together. You know, and ironically, this was the one part of that inner west area that had very little social housing at all. And the apartment block that we were talking about had 66 one-bedroom apartments. So, you know, we're not talking a high-rise. We're not talking, you know, an entire suburb. You know, it was really a bit of a nonsense, I think.
Yeah, yeah. So you actually fronted up to the council and you were able to turn the ship around. Is that right?
Yeah. Look, myself and many others, I have to say. So we managed to get a... It went through council. The housing provider, who is a not-for-profit social housing provider, Unison, they appealed to VCAT, and then the council reconsidered, had another meeting reconsidering it on the basis of that appeal. And basically what myself and a number of others did was convince them to drop their opposition. Unison came to the party sort of to try and, you know, cut through by offering to provide security guards 3 nights a week, Thursday, Friday, wow. Saturday, which that alone, and ironically, our mayor is in the media running around crowing about what a breakthrough this is for social housing and encouraging other councils to do the same. And one of the things, look, the battle's not over as far as I'm concerned, because this is a really worrying precedent that a handful of NIMBYs can shake down a not-for-profit, you know, basically, and pressure them to provide private security to meet the irrational fears of a handful of neighbours, you know? Wow. It's a really worrying precedent, and I totally get why Unison did it, because they just wanted to cut through and they wanted to make a, you know, they just wanted to move on and to meet the neighbours part way. But, you know, my attitude to that is some of these neighbours have had capital gains increases of, you know, hundreds and hundreds of percent. If they're frightened of their neighbours, maybe they can pay for private security instead of expecting some poor little not-for-profit, you know, to take money that should be spent to house people to pay for private security guards. It's a really troubling precedent.
Yeah, it's really shameful.
It's shameful.
Yeah, it is shameful. So before I let you go, because this is a fantastic thing that you've done, there was basically a step-by-step campaign. It was the fact that you had a socialist councillor, wonderful
yes,
step, that alerted people. Then
yes,
there was the petition that you, where yes, you physically got people to look at the issue and you educated people to understand what was going on, and they signed their name to this petition, and
yes,
then there was you going to council and talking directly into their eyes to shame
yes,
them effectively.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I'm a bit embarrassed sort of being the figurehead of this, because a lot of people, were really passionate about this. And to get a petition through council, it has to have physical signatures on a physical bit of paper, which in, you know, restrictions and the middle of winter is quite challenging. And, you know, if they had have taken an online petition, it would have been many, many thousands of people, because I had just people on, you know, contacting me randomly on social media going, how do I sign that petition? You know, can I meet you somewhere so I can physically sign it? You know, people, I mean, the good news story in this is that the majority of people who we spoke to were horrified by this. It's not the inner west that they know and love. You know, this decision is not aligned. The councillors who voted against this are way out of line with the local community, you know. I mean, people move to the inner west because it's diverse, because it's affordable, because it has this phenomenal history.
Yeah.
That we're all so proud of. I mean, that's... And a number of people contacted council and made the point, because one of the things councillors said was that this social housing would ruin the amenity of the surrounding neighbours. And quite a few people, including myself, contacted council and said, well, what about my amenity? What about my right to live in this diverse, wonderful working class community that I love? You know, what about my right to have it not changed into this bland, you know, middle class enclave, you know?
Mm.
What about my amenity? This is the community I love. This is not okay. So it's been quite heartening, the response, actually.
Thanks for talking to us, Sally.
And no worries.
More strength to your arm.
Oh, thanks, Annie.